Hello again. This is the Old Old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 143 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Monday, we reviewed the very limited opportunity of finding a job outside of farming, even after World War II. Today, the first major industrial breakthrough in industrial development for Henderson County. Even though E.A. Smythe III had negotiated the sale of the family ownership in the old Balfour Mills, he still remained very active in the community and, in fact, in 1948, was elected president of the Hendersonville Chamber of Commerce. And in 1948, the chamber had James W. Duff as an unpaid head of industrial recruitment. Jim was a Pure Oil jobber, but spent far more of his time trying to get industrial plants to move to Hendersonville. Back then, only a very few major cities had a formal industrial development program. The state provided very little help. In fact, the Southern Railroad was one of the biggest supporters for new industry. Of course, they only wanted industries that used lots of freight car loads in both raw material and finished product. In 1949, in the year that Jim Fain became president of the chamber, the news broke that Jim Duff had hit the jackpot. A brand new major industrial plant had bought land and would build out toward Fletcher. It was to be the third major plant of Cranston Print Works, a firm that specialized in taking plain cloth and printing colorful patterns onto the material. Cranston's largest operation was in Cranston, Rhode Island, but they also had a major plant in Massachusetts. John Gregory had been plant superintendent at the plant in Rhode Island and was transferred here to become general manager of the North Carolina operation at Fletcher. While there had been some test runs from time to time in late 1949, John says they look upon January 1, 1950, as the actual start of regular production at the plant. They started with 60 employees, and by May, the number had more than doubled to 125. Although the modernization and with the coming of the computer, a number of unskilled positions have simply been eliminated, the plant still has increased the number of employees to about 300 people. And if somebody would ask who owns Cranston, the response would simply be the Rockefellers. But as John Gregory was always quick to point out, there was the enormously wealthy John D. Rockefeller, and he had a brother, William, who was innovative and entrepreneurial, but always had to get capital from John D. before he could undertake a venture. And it was William's family who was responsible for all the Cranston operation. John said that by April, mid-April in 1950, the plant had operated long enough to get the kinks out, and he decided it would be of interest to the people of the community to have the chance to come inside and see how the plant worked. So an open house was scheduled for Friday and Sunday, May 3rd and 5th, and there was a tremendous turnout both days. Cranston believed in training local men to move into executive positions in the plant. Among them were guys like Kay Orr, who today would work in something we'd call logistics. He controlled when raw materials arrived and when the finished product would be shipped out. Kay and Minnie Sue Orr were the parents of young Robert Orr, who moved up from a judge on the Court of Appeals to the North Carolina Supreme Court, and we'll refer you back to Chapter 61 on that. There was Rick Orr, who was head of personnel and only recently retired. And then there was William C. Bill Parker, who became plant superintendent. These men and others of the Cranston family were always heavily involved in community activities. In fact, Bill served not only as a county commissioner, but was active on the Board of Party Hospital until his death. I don't know when it started, but during the 12 years that I was active at Party Hospital, every single year we'd receive, unsolicited, a contribution of $5,000 from Cranston Printworks to help, quote, to help maintain excellence in the service of the field of health for the people of this county. To many people, based upon hearsay and usually referring to only one or two family members, when one says Rockefeller, they normally equate the name with money, being totally concerned by possession of money. But the Rockefellers who decided to come to North Carolina and build a major manufacturing plant at Fletcher didn't fit that mold. A number of years ago, they created an ESOP, That's an acronym for Employee Stock Option Plan. Each year, funds which came from the operation of the plant were placed in a tax-free ESOP account. Over the years, these contributions and the return on these invested funds grew to the point that the employees using these monies as guarantee simply bought out the plant. And now the employees own Cranston Print Works. It's exactly the same plan followed at HKP, and now the employees here own the radio station. Cranston was indeed the great breakthrough, the first major manufacturing plant to open in Henderson County de novo. The year was 1950, and while there was no celebrating in the streets, there was a new optimism that the area can attract new industry and jobs can be created so that our young people don't have to leave the county to make a living. In 1950, the year Jim Duff brought Cranston to Hendersonville, people thought he could walk on water. A memory of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.